You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Those of you planning to hear the dulcet tones of Steve Wiltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports. He is on vacation yet again. It must be good to be king. Instead, when this happens, we dip into the salary cap and bring in the Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. Bill, how goes it?
Good morning, Dan. Going well. Beautiful morning here in Central Ohio. Not too hot, nothing but sun, and ready to go.
Yesterday, 24/7 Sports updated its class of 2022 rankings, and there were some major movers on the Ohio State side. Bill, take it away.
Well, there was a couple big ones that got bumps, and one of them I did a story on, Kion Graves. He was pretty excited about that bump. He called it crazy, and it was well-deserved. He really did well this summer and the different events and all. And he showed that he is one of the country's top wide receiver prospects. I compare him a little bit to Jackson Smith and Jigba in that, if you remember, and Jigba just had kind of a slow rise to the top. The farther things went, the higher his ranking got. And he proved once he got to Ohio State that he was for real. You know, he played significant snaps for Ohio State as a true freshman. And when you're in the Ohio State wide receivers room, that's not easy to do. Kion Graves, yeah, he deserved that. And just happy for the kid. What an outstanding young man he is and an outstanding football player. And then the other big mover was Terrence Brooks. He was really somewhat of an unknown as far as Ohio State. People didn't have him picked to be a Buckeye, say, 3 months ago. Ohio State brought him in on an official visit. It went tremendously well. And Ohio State recruited him as a defensive back. He's a kid that could play. While he is thought of as a corner first, he could play outside corner, he could play inside corner, he could play nickel, he could play safety. You know, that's why I just call him a defensive back and an outstanding defensive back at that, a well-deserved bump for him. And moving to one other player I'd like to highlight is linebacker Gabe Powers from Marysville. He didn't get a bump. In fact, he went the other way. And, you can say what you want, but I can tell you for sure that Gabe Powers is a great football player. He did extremely well this summer at various events. He's worked really hard, worked with Butch Reynolds. He's now at a sub 4.5 40. He has a 38-inch vertical jump. He's bigger and stronger and faster than ever. He's a kid that I don't care what the rankings say. He is a football player, and he is going to be an outstanding linebacker for Ohio State. He's without question, in my mind, one of the country's top linebackers. And, he and CJ Hicks, in my mind, you can have 1A, 1B in the state of Ohio, however you want to do it. They are both great football players. And Al Washington has two of the country's elite linebackers headed to Ohio State in Powers and CJ Hicks. And they're going to be fun to watch for the next 3 or 4 years for the Buckeyes.
I don't particularly agree with the rationale, but I think the thought is maybe he's a tweener between outside linebacker and defensive end, and growing has actually pushed him closer to defensive end. Once again, as Bill said, all that matters is the Ohio State staff is ecstatic to get Gabe Powers in the fold. Other guys I expected to be in the fold by now, Bill, guys who have had their crystal ball ruled by you and Steve Wiltfong, who is, as we said, sunning himself on some Caribbean shore. I want to know about Chris McClellan. I want to know about Cam Dewberry, and I want to know about Zion Branch. What's the latest?
Well, I, as you mentioned, crystal ball three of them. In the case of Branch, I crystal balled him to Ohio State early. In fact, he wasn't even done with his official visit to Ohio State when I crystal balled him to the Buckeyes, and I still feel very good about that pick. You know, he is taking visits still. He is waiting things out. But in the end, yeah, I really, really like Ohio State's chances of landing Branch. And, you know, he is, I believe, ranked as the number four safety in the country. But in my opinion, there is really not much of any safety in the country better than Branch. He's a great prospect, and he's a guy – an absolute top of the board Ohio State target, and someone that Buckeye fans, I really believe, are going to see become a great safety for Ohio State. Like I said, I feel just as good now about that crystal ball as when I made it before. Cam Dewberry, I continue to feel good about that one as well. As far as committing, now holding on to him, providing twists, that's another story, because Texas A&M has him as someone high on their board as well. And there's confidence on their end of things, I'm told, that even if he commits to Ohio State, that they're going to be able to, in the end, get him. You know, we'll see what happens on that. Again, he likes Ohio State a lot, and I feel good that actually he's going to commit to Ohio State. And the other one is Chris McClellan, defensive lineman out of Oklahoma. Another one that I feel good, you know, that eventually is going to be a Buckeye. So, you know, those would be three great additions. Ohio State is set at 17 commitments right now. That would take them to 20 if, in fact, those eventually happen, which, again, I think that they will. But, you know, that would take 20 commitments. And again, they're exactly where they need to be as far as this recruiting. They just have to finish things off with one more off lineman, at least maybe two. Dewberry would be a guy if they want. And then they've got to get commitments on the defensive line. And certainly they're in a position there as well.
Getting back to Zion Branch for a second. You know, we've discussed here about the wide receiver haul they've had. We've discussed the addition of JT Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer, Mike Hall in one class. If they're able to get Zion Branch and back that up with Xavier Nwankwo at safety, that will make a run at best safety duo ever put together in one class. So let's hope they can pull it together. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more unparalleled coverage from the Dean.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Bill, we are back. June was arguably the most trafficked month when it comes to recruits that I have ever seen. The floodgates were opened. This month, not as much, obviously. But at the end of the month, they are hosting a cookout on July 29th. It's going to be a star-studded affair. Please let us know who we should be waiting for.
Well, first of all, I think that people should realize this is going to be a little bit different than when the month of June started. When you go look back and it was June 1st, kids had not been allowed to visit schools for a long time. And so the floodgates were open. Everybody was visiting 2022 prospects on official and unofficial visits, and 2023, 2024 kids. You had the camps going on. It was nuts. It was just crazy. This won't be like it. This is 1 week at the end of the month of July where kids are going to get another chance to visit schools. But they will have had the entire month of June to do so. So it's not going to be the same. It's going to be important. And there's going to be some really key visits. But keep in mind, high school seasons are gearing up around the country and kids are busy with their school stuff, and they can't all get away right now at this point. I've had a number of kids tell me, I'd love to get up high stakes cookout on July 29th, but I can't. You know, we have stuff here at our school, they'll tell me. So it'll be important, and there are some big name players that are going to be at Ohio State during the last week of July. And then, of course, that includes July 29th. So it's going to be big. Just not like June. You know, Richard Young, the outstanding running back, the five-star running back from Florida, he's going to visit Ohio State. That's his plan to make it to the cookout on July 29th. Then you've got others like Luke Montgomery, huge target for Ohio State. Josh Padilla, another in-state offensive one the Buckeyes have offered. Derek LeBlanc, defensive end from Florida. You know, he's been to Ohio State now in the last month and a half or so, more than kids that live in Columbus. So he'll be back. So it'll be important.
Bill, let's finish with this. We are about to put up Mark Porter's latest offer evaluation, and it's a biggie. Nicholas Iamaleva, the quarterback out of California. Very impressive prospect. I think it's definitely a report and a video that Mark did that you guys are going to want to check out. Let us know where Iamaleva sits right now, you think, on Ohio State's quarterback board.
Well, Buckeyes offered a number of scholarships. Corey Dennis, high state quarterback coach, of course, he does a great job of evaluating and then recruiting kids. You know, the having a commitment right now from Quinn Ewers, that is directly because of the work that Corey Dennis did recruiting him. And I think moving forward, you're going to continue to see Ohio State bring in great quarterbacks with Corey Dennis and Ryan Day recruiting them. And he, right now, they are in the process of looking at a lot of quarterbacks across the country. They got to see many of them throw at Ohio State in person, and that was huge. You know, they really like to see these kids throw in person. Nico, as he goes by, is one of them that they saw, and I think you know, I was at all those camps and watching too. He was the most impressive quarterback I saw at any of the Ohio State camps. He's very thin right now. You know, he's 6'5", listed at 195 pounds. I'm not sure he's quite that much, but he might be. But he's thin. He's going to fill out, and he's going to be a great college quarterback. He's definitely interested in Ohio State. Way too early to say where the Buckeyes stand exactly with him, other than the fact that the mutual interest is strong. I consider him to be the very top of the board guy right now for Ohio State when it comes to 2023 quarterbacks. And he is going to get back out to Ohio State. It won't be this month, but he is going to get back out to Ohio State, and we'll see where things go. But certainly I was impressed with Nico, and not only what he did physically, but what an outstanding young man, and a bright kid that really, I think, is an impressive quarterback.
An impressive evaluation there, and it's an impressive video that Marcus put together. You'll want to check that out. We appreciate the Dean stepping in for Steve. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.